As most schools look toward an at least partially virtual school year, it's leaving working parents between a rock and a hard place. How do you coach school-age kids through online classes from home and work yourself? It's just the position that Natalie Rizzo Stevens found herself in recently. The mother of four was about to have a new baby when she was furloughed from her job last spring. She worked in live events, and those were over for quite some time. But as she considered what her next professional move should be, she wondered what should she do with her kids when they didn't go back to school in the fall if she went back to work. So she, like so many other parents around the country right now, got creative. She launched the Eastmark Educational Home Care Co-op, which kicked off a few weeks ago. She spoke more about it with our co-host Lauren Gilger and began with one of the things that pushed her in this direction, her kids in virtual school experience back in the spring.
It was definitely a learning curve. I had two very different experiences. Both of my oldest, they go to the same school, but they're in different grades. And I had one teacher that put together daily slideshows with the assignments embedded into the slideshow and made it very streamlined. I had another teacher that essentially just assigned assignments, if you will, that were available on the district website, which I get it. You know, they were all thrown into it, but I really was struggling with the fact that, you know, I didn't feel like my kids were actually really learning anything at that point. I was definitely concerned with going into this school year, given our spring experience.
So where did you come up with this idea to sort of create a co-op to do this essentially on your own?
So I was at a crossroads on whether or not I needed to find a job. And I'm like, well, you know, maybe if I took care of some kids and worked with them with their schooling and provide kind of a solution for working parents, then I can be home with my kids and I can still bring in a little bit of income just to get us by, to keep us afloat. Mm-hmm. So I put it out to my Facebook neighborhood group saying, hey, you know, this is something that I'm entertaining. And the response was overwhelming. I mean, I thought that, you know, oh, sure. Yeah. You know, let me know. I might be into that. You know, I thought I'd get a few of those. I had over 80 neighbors reach out.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the need was clearly there from families who just did not know what they were going to do coming up in the fall.
Well, yeah, because there's two struggles here. You have the child and you have the parent. So you have parents that work full time. And so at that point, they need to either complete the schoolwork in the evening and still get dinner done, baths done, chores done. And maybe if they're lucky, squeeze in some quality family time. Mm-hmm. Or you have the work from home parents that are juggling work and school simultaneously. And so what falls then? And then you have to look at it from the child's perspective. So they're missing out on that social interaction that is just so essential for school-age children. You know, they develop social skills. There's emotional growth that happens with that. And from like a mental health standpoint, it's really, really needed. And I was really starting to see that take a toll on my own girls. And so it's like, well, shoot, you know, like, this seems to kind of tackle a lot of things. You know, what if I opened up my home, took on a few kids and had a clean, safe environment to where we bounce, you know, I'll bounce around the table, help them with their schooling. I have my handy dandy helper, Alexa, set timers for me throughout the day. And then when we're all at a good breaking point, then we get to go out and play and kind of do like a PE kind of setup or do a craft or something along those lines, you know, mm-hmm. and it just gives them that opportunity to be with each other. And honestly, it will help hold them more accountable in their schooling.
And this became, as you said, bigger than just you. I mean, you can only take on so many kids, but it sounds like the neighborhoods created quite a network of these.
Yes. And so when I put it out to the neighborhood and I had this overwhelming response, fortunately, during that time, some fellow parents reached out and said, hey, I would like to help. I can do this with you too. And so from that point, we organized some Zoom meetings. We looked up childcare laws and things along those lines to make sure that we're on the up and up. And then we created bios on ourselves and put together with basically our Eastmark Educational Home Care Co-op format and delivered it out into the neighborhood for enrollment.
So how are you maintaining safety through all of this? Like, how do you make sure that the kids are at least lessening, you know, the risk that they would have if they were in school?
So being that these are all in our homes, we can't socially distance, and we are keeping the group sizes small to minimize the exposure. All the parents that are enrolling are basically receiving a COVID awareness sheet daily. We do temperature checks. We do a quick COVID Q&A. Have you experienced any of these symptoms? Things along those lines. And then we do proper hand washing.
Yeah. Yeah. So as you said, like, working parents are facing this sort of impossible choice about whether to send their kids back to school or daycare or try to work from home while they're remote learning, all of these difficult things. So what you're doing is sort of born out of necessity. I mean, do you think there should be policy solutions so that people like you do not have to get creative to do this? Or do you think this is sort of the nature of the beast for a while?
I think that currently that's where we're at. And I'm starting to hear other neighborhoods are starting to do this. And I love that. And I would love to see this all over. Frankly, I do think that there does need to be some kind of assistance, you know, because everybody's talking about the schools, whether they're reopening or not, and everybody has their opinions on it. But nobody's really talking about the struggles that working parents truly have to face, because something will drop. So what is it? And as a parent, we're all bogged down with this constant worry and guilt and crossroads, and there is just no good solution. And so I would love to see some sort of formal assistance for these parents. It would be so great if there was just like, hey, parents, we know this is tough. Here is a list of options for you.
That is Natalie Rizzo-Stevens, the founder of the Eastmark Educational Home Care Co-op that's just getting underway in Mesa. Natalie, thank you so much for joining us to tell us about this.
Thank you.